the way that we watch movies may be changing forever. That was the thought in 1988, when Ted Turner announced he would colorize Citizen Kane. There was an uproar, with greats like Jimmy Stewart and John Huston speaking out against the process.
When I heard about this, I just couldn't imagine why they would do this.
I think it's a desecration. It's an absurdity.
In response, Congress passes the National Film Preservation Act, which establishes a national film registry within the Library of Congress. Each year since 1989, the National Film Registry has selected 25 films to be inducted into the registry and preserved. Films they've deemed culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. I'm Mike Natale, and on our new show, my co-host Tom Lorenzo and I are going through the films of the National Film Registry, induction year by induction year, starting with the inaugural 25, to see what these classic films can teach us today. And this isn't going to be some show of hot takes looking to take Citizen Kane down a peg. If you love movies, welcome. And if you've ever watched a supposed classic and wondered what all the fuss was about, hopefully these conversations can help you figure it out. I can tell you for sure they've helped me. So what can you expect on the show? Well, each new episode starts with our producer, Kyle Lampar, asking a simple question to set the tone.
What is your favorite movie standoff? Favorite movie dance scene? What's the worst job you've ever had?
Then we'll be joined by a guest to offer their unique perspectives to get to the heart of not if, but why these films matter. What does a real Hollywood screenwriter think Sunset Boulevard gets right about Hollywood?
This town doesn't run on money. It runs on relevancy.
And what does a modern-day mime think of modern times?
And I feel like that is just another effective comical metaphor for being caught up in that labor system, from just being in the factory in general and his body moving a certain way to being fully caught up in the literal machine and then coming out not giving a fuck about anybody's humanity.
And finally, Tom and I will use that week's inductee as a springboard to highlight some other films we think belong in the registry related to the film we just watched. And related is sometimes a relative term.
Since Boogie Nights.
Rolling Thunder.
The Lone Ranger.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
If that seems like your vibe, don't forget to subscribe. This series will have us covering everything from All About Eve to the Zapruder film, and everything in between.
Combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
This season alone takes us everywhere from ancient Babylon to a galaxy far, far away. We're going to try and tackle every film in the registry. Sometimes a few that may not have a shot at getting it.
Oh, Hook is a war crime.
Why are you watching Lake Placid?
This is what happens when you're gifted $500 of booze and you can't leave your house.
You can listen to the show, well, wherever you're listening to this, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have new episodes every week starting this October. We're excited to have folks join us on this journey. And if you're not one of them, well, you're missing out. So subscribe, and we'll see you in October.